You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
And you are officially on the couch with Dr. Michelle. That's me, your friendly psychologist, as I usually say. Most of the time friendly. Welcome to my couch, and kick your shoes off today and relax. Get ready to join me and my guest, Shawn Randall. I'll tell you about her in just a little bit. We're going to have a great show, as always. Today is something special. Something I've never done, actually. But you get to ask questions to our special guest, who is channeling an entity called Torah. We'll talk about that. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody, and I hope your day's going well. We're usually here on the couch with me every Friday at 11 in the morning. That's Pacific Standard Time, of course. And I hope you can also tune in whenever you want to. You can download the show as of tomorrow morning if you didn't get enough, if you want to hear more, or, of course, all my shows. You can find them on iTunes. Yeah, Dr. Michelle on the Couch. They're free. That's the good part about it. You can download any show you like. The way you find out about them is you look at the archives here on the webpage at LA Talk Radio and say, I'd like to check that out. All you have to do is download it. You're good to go. Anyway, if you'd like to call in today and speak to me and my special guest, Shawn Randall, who will be channeling Torah for us. We're going to have a live channeling on the air today, folks. You can certainly call in at 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. That's a Los Angeles area code, so go for it. We'd love to hear from you. Any questions you may have. The first part of the interview is going to be just kind of getting an idea of what channeling's about, and so you can understand it out there, listeners. And the second part, we're going to have Shawn maybe go into her meditative state so she can allow Torah to come through her. Hey, Shawn, nice to have you with us.
Thank you. It's very good to be here. Thanks so much.
Great to have you. And I was reading so much of your bio. You've done a lot of stuff. So for a very long time, you've been in this field of really channeling and understanding entities from the unseen and the so-called metaphysic movement, as they called it years ago. So that's really amazing. You've studied.
I've been doing it a long, long time, and I find it fascinating. It never ceases to amaze me. I've been teaching it for about 28 years or something like that. I've lost track of time. It's really very rewarding because year after year, new people come, and there's always a lot to be gained from the process.
Oh, I bet. I mean, it's amazing. I was looking at the roster of people who all different types and professions who come to your classes. And we'll talk about the classes and people, who would like to come and the information we can give to join your classes if they're out here in the Los Angeles area. By the way, I was reading your bio, and I'm very impressed because you are currently regarded as the foremost teacher of channeling in the country. And that's really nice. That's amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
If you have not seen it, now, a lot of my listeners love different types of film. They're not just that, let's go out and see Planet of the Apes, or, you know, that's a great movie, okay. But I mean,
people's films.
The more eclectic, yes. Yeah. You're appearing in the new film Tuning In. It is the first documentary about channeling. And also, you're featured in the book Tuning In by David Thomas. So I saw the film, actually.
Oh, did you like it?
I loved it.
I thought it was really cool.
Very interesting, wasn't it?
Yes, it was
they
very
have a cross-section of different entities speaking.
They really do.
Some of the same truth coming from totally different people and different
yes.
entities and different places.
The movie basically is about channelers, people who channel entities from, you know, wherever. And what you'll see, what I saw, and I don't know how other people would respond, but what I saw and the people who were watching it with me was you are all very serious about your craft.
Mm-hmm.
You are serious people who go into meditative states. And some of the information that came through you and all of these other people was amazing to me. I mean, it was like, Where does this come from? Where, you know, it's just amazing.
I wonder myself sometimes.
Yeah.
Where does it come from?
Exactly.
Going to trance and there it is.
I want to tell folks that you've lectured also on personal multidimensionality. That's a good word. Taking this off your information here. Also, you've lectured on altered states, channeling for the London College of Psychic Studies, the Whole Life Expo, Voice Inc., in Japan, The Conscious Connection, that's just to name a few. You've been all over the world and conducted channeling intensives, gosh, England, Japan, Mexico, throughout the U.S. for over 20 years. And what we're talking about today is how to sort of help people get into their own state of meditation and understanding how they might be able to kind of tap into a higher level of mm-hmm. information.
Other dimensions in the mind. Uh-huh.
So let's go basic here for the listeners. And if you do want to call in and you have a question, by the way, on the couch here, you can dial 323-203-0815. What is a channel? What is the definition of a channel?
Okay. Well, I can give you the technical one, and I can also give you the more casual one.
Okay.
But from the more casual point of view, from my perspective, a channel is a person who's able to connect in or tune in, or use that term, mm-hmm. like a radio, to a different wave, a different frequency mm-hmm. of consciousness, just like we can do with our own higher mind. Mm-hmm. But to give you the definition that John Klimo gives in his book, mm-hmm. Channeling,
okay.
Is the communication of information to or through a physically embodied human being mm-hmm. from a source that is said to exist on some other level or dimension of reality other than the physical as we know it, mm-hmm. and that is not from the normal mind or self of the channel. So
okay.
we reach out to access, you know, mm-hmm. these other levels. And, you know, it's very interesting because when you just ask someone to try it, at the very least, there are things that come through. We all have our own wiser self.
Right.
And so we just work with that first, accessing that wiser self of our own, and then go beyond that
uh-huh.
to
okay.
calling in an other.
So that's, you know, people would ask, I think, what's the difference between getting in touch with your higher self? I mean, I think my listeners know that I believe that there's the higher power within us all, of course, and we connect with the God of all. And, you know, so what's the difference between getting in touch with your higher power, getting information from that within you, and some other entity who is kind of out there?
Well, essentially, there's not that big a difference in mm-hmm. terms of the quality of the information.
Mm-hmm.
But an entity tends to have a personality mm-hmm. that's a little bit different than the person, whereas a higher self, one's higher consciousness, mm-hmm. doesn't really have a persona personality, mm-hmm. generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one difference. And with the entities, you're getting a worldview that is beyond the human worldview.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's benefits to both. And I okay. recommend all my students do both.
Okay.
I say stay in touch with your higher self
yeah.
as the number one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important because it's if you're at that, say, frequency, you know, with the thought frequency, you are able to probably have a better life in general. You
definitely.
Know, you're in a loving state. They say higher frequencies are in a more
mm-hmm,
loving state
mm-hmm.
and forgiving and kind, and you're more like the observer of all rather than the judgment person of all.
You know? Exactly.
And you're allowing. And
staying
allowing.
In our witness observer mm-hmm. is really a wonderful thing to do in daily life in
hard.
General.
Mm-hmm.
And hard, yeah, it is, because in that state you're free of anger, you're free from judgments,
mm-hmm.
and you are a happier person, no question
mm-hmm.
about it.
Yeah. So can we just briefly touch on some of the channels in history? Who are some of the people who have channeled in the past that sort of how
that
it unfolded?
Well-known? Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. Absolutely. Well, the first most well-known channel, I suppose, on the whole planet is Edgar Cayce.
Right.
And he came along at a time, too, when there was newspapers and there was media communication mm-hmm. on the rise. Mm-hmm. So that's around 1900, a little after that. And he sort of set the standard at first because he went into a very deep state. He was 100% mm-hmm. unconscious. He would lie on a couch and he had someone ask the consciousness coming through
right.
him these profound questions. And he was just really basically never wrong. He would give medical diagnoses and cures and past life information. He's the first one that really talked about Atlantis, I believe, and brought forth some of the fact that the ancient Egyptians had great secret knowledge, etc. So Edgar Cayce started it, and then it got picked up by Madame Blavatsky and the Theosophists and some to some degree. And then in the 40s we have this Eileen Garrett, and moving into the 60s we have Jane Roberts, who channeled Seth, and that really was an explosion.
That was that was a real she was really amazing.
Amazing.
Some of the information that came through, I mean, if you read the books, it's there's some no offense to Jane, I know Jane is a really from her reading a very bright, intelligent woman
very
but
much so.
Some of the information coming through was beyond, you know, just what we knew
beyond
of Jane,
her,
I
yes,
guess.
Yes, exactly. Beyond,
you know,
her knowledge and
right.
so articulate. Mm-hmm. And she, what's interesting about Jane, and I love to talk about this in my classes, is that she described her trance state as a psychological state, an alternate psychological state, which was very interesting. So she knew how to put herself aside. She was also a semi-conscious channel. So she wasn't 100% unconscious like Edgar Cayce. And
right.
that also sort of shifted the ground a little bit.
Right.
So more people began to channel in the 80s, for sure. The mid-80s was another wave, and that was because of Shirley MacLaine.
Right. She sure did sort of spread the word, and I remember there were a lot of channelers who people were just sort of trying to get in touch with that higher self. There were some people who were not, I think a lot of the public didn't believe. They were more acting than anything. I think it was just...
Yeah, there was a lot of circus show going
on. There was, there was.
In the mid-80s. There really was.
Right.
And I started channeling just before that circus show, where people were saying, I'm Merlin, and I'm channeling from this and planet and that planet and dolphins and whatever. Which, you know, now we have a different understanding that if someone were to channel the idea of a dolphin, it would be a consciousness or a world view of that dolphin as a collective consciousness to understand something. So I don't judge that at all, except that in the mid-80s, there wasn't this sense of discernment that we have now. And I guess it just had to happen that we get discernment. I mean, I've gone to school now. I've gotten my master's degree in transformational psychology, and which is why I love being on your show. It's
great. It's great to have you here. This
and
is me.
So I study the whole thing from a psychological perspective myself, because it is fascinating.
Sure.
But it evolved definitely past the circus show phenomena. And a great channel once said, the cream will rise to the top.
Right.
Meaning that those who are sincere, those who are authentic, will remain or will, you know, in a sense, show their mettle and their longevity.
Exactly. By the way, if you just tuned in, folks, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle, as you always are, Fridays at this time on LA Talk Radio, the country's most listened to talk radio station on the internet. And my special guest today is Shawn Randall. She's regarded as the foremost teacher of channeling in the nation, and she channels an entity who we're going to hear from in a little while named Tora. So we're just kind of getting a feel here for what channeling is. And you know, there was a huge amount of people coming in the 80s who were, you know, supposedly, I have to say, channeling other entities or whatever. But there have been in history, I mean, way before we heard about Edgar Cayce, because there was media, there was newspaper and all that. I mean, from day one, there were other people who were, you know, allowing themselves to open up, and I guess.
And then, you know, and what happens now is that moving out of the 80s into the 90s and our new millennium is that we have the understanding of quantum physics.
Exactly.
And the idea of the non-local mind. And that opens it up to making it much more normal. And I have a nice quote here from Deepak Chopra, if you'd
Great.
Like to hear it.
Love it.
It really says a lot, I think. Each of us lives in multi-dimensions. We can choose where to focus our attention.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever that focus goes, a new reality opens up. Through our attentions, we bring these dimensions to life. We populate them, add new meaning, and paint unique pictures.
Hmm.
And I like that part about adding new meaning, because I feel that a multidimensional view of life adds new meaning and substance
mm-hmm.
to our lives. It gives a richer depth to our lives.
Right. A lot of new information. Of course, I think people were opened up to that with the concept of The Secret, the book that had The Secret, and of course the film, The Law of Attraction, What the Bleep Do We Know, had a lot of information. It was almost like a class with comedy, there were a lot of physics professors and theologists, mm-hmm. and there was Jay-Z Knight was in there talking. I don't know if she was talking through Ramtha or being herself or whatever, but I mean, the concept is that they really laid out a lot of information in terms of the quantum physics that we're understanding with the mind and frequencies.
Right. Mm-hmm. And dovetailing it with consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing now this blend of materialism and spirituality for the first time really on our planet. And that's mm-hmm. really a big change going on. That's wonderful.
It
Very
really
exciting.
Is amazing. And they have these whole new classes you can take in quantum jumping. You know, you can get in touch with your doppelganger, right?
Yeah.
Is that the word? Your other possibilities of people.
Uh-huh.
And you enter that alpha brainwave state and go, which is sort of a meditative state, I guess. It's the
like
alpha.
Deepak Chopra's saying, you mm-hmm. know, we choose where we want to focus our attention.
Exactly. And that's what we, I guess, attract or not into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that.
And again, the
mm-hmm.
discernment, you know, from the psychological perspective mm-hmm. is very important, because it is possible for people to delude themselves.
Right.
But basically, if the information is taken on its merit and really used and discerned appropriately, then mm-hmm. there doesn't have to be any danger of that. Also sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons that the classes work so well, because mm-hmm. people bring their issues and their doubts to the group. They can talk about it. And it's very productive that way.
Right. I think it's a great idea. So how about all those listeners out there who may be skeptical and saying, mm-hmm. this is, you know, like you said, a lot of the folks that came out in the 80s, it was sort of like a lot of circus acts and stuff. What do you say to people who say, nah, come on, this is just, you know, you're a good actress, Sean. You're a very good actress. What do you say to those people?
Well, I say try it yourself.
Cool.
Well, I. But I say, you know, mostly I'm very open for people to have their belief systems. It's hard for people to make a big shift. And if people are dead set against the idea of an alternate consciousness that can speak through you, then I say, well, stay with your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. I'm not here to, you know, revolutionize what everybody thinks.
Mm-hmm.
The loving law of allowance is one of my favorite entities
mm-hmm.
says,
mm-hmm. yeah,
allowing people to have their own beliefs. So, but I do like to open up them. There are the possibilities, and the idea of the quantum physics, the quantum of the mind, if you will, that mm-hmm. we have many dimensions that are with us and around us, and especially in our own consciousness, we can sort of tune the dial to tune in to these other mm-hmm. levels. I mean, if you just dialogue with yourself, and this even goes back to Socrates.
Right.
And Socrates right. used to do this technique. He'd ask people's higher mind, well, what do you think of this? And mm-hmm. interview them.
Right.
And get some really good information. So it goes back so far. There's got to be some basis for it. And entities, the other thing about what is it from the other side? What motivates them? That's a very good point, because when you're talking about discerning what's a channel and what's an entity, you need to look at where they're coming from.
Mm.
If a channel is all about self-promotion and I want to be rich and famous,
mm.
then we would say, you're not going to attract an entity that's going to be worth their salt.
Mm-hmm.
Because there has to be that law of attraction affinity between mm-hmm. the entity and the channel.
Mm-hmm.
And entities basically do want to lift up humanity into a greater sense of empowerment and spirituality, for sure, and, you know, happier, more productive, loving lives.
Mm-hmm.
So as entities are sort of attracted to specific channels because there are positive common denominators,
mm-hmm.
That can, in a sense, rule out some of the artifice and the charlatanism,
right.
Looking deeper at the motivations of the channel.
Right. Okay. So you teach the classes to help people get in touch with either their higher self or possibly learn how to channel
mm-hmm.
how can they prevent, or how did Torah come about coming through you? Did it scare you? How did you feel when Torah, who's mm-hmm. a male entity, by the way, folks, who
but feels very androgynous.
Okay, he sounds very androgynous. Who came through you? How did you feel when this first started happening? And were you afraid? Lots of questions here.
Mm.
Were you fearful that you might attract, say, a not too positive, or you know, some of my listeners who are more religious would say, you know, an entity from
the devil.
An evil spirit coming in. So,
well, that's also where the training comes in, because if you think of the law of attraction and you are coming from a positive motivation, you're going to attract, positive information.
Mm-hmm.
I think of it a lot as comparative to our lives, our human beings. You know, we choose our friends
mm-hmm.
based on who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of preparation that goes into getting clear with one's own approach to spirituality. And that's where the higher self comes in. And I never had any fear because I was in a preparation process where I was telepathically working with the
Yes.
And also with semi-automatic writing. So I would hear information and I'd write it down
mm-hmm.
and I'd read it later and I would discern, is this really good information? Is
mm-hmm.
it going to work for me or not? And I did that for a long time before Torah started coming through.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so yes. Torah actually came out after I had just done a writing session
mm-hmm.
and I started feeling this wonderful light and energy around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had felt that before in a class with Thomas Jacobson, and here it was again at home. And all of a sudden, out came a voice that spelled out the name T-O-R-A-H, and I didn't have any fear. It felt
that's great.
Wonderful. It just feels like having a big hug from spirit.
So where does Sean go? Where does your consciousness go when Taurus, say, speaking through you?
I go into a very passive state, like a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And just like dreams, sometimes you can remember them, sometimes you can't, sometimes the images remain.
Mm-hmm.
But I go into this very restful, blissful, very blissful state. I don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like I tell my students, it's like sitting at the side of a track, a railroad track, and the train is running by, zipping by, and there's words on the boxcars, but you can't read them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's sort of what it feels like.
That's very interesting.
So I don't really mm-hmm. go out of my body. It's not necessary to go out of the body
mm-hmm.
At all. I know that there's some channels that say they go out of the body. I would question that and say that may feel like that, but
mm-hmm.
The soul stays with the body at all times. So.
Yes. Yeah. So you're intact with who you are.
Right.
And any time, can you...
Needs to be safe.
Taurus not taking over your thought. You're just allowing this visitor, as I understand it, possibly. And at any time, you can stop if you're not feeling comfortable, let's say, with what Torah might be saying. Or not
yes,
that you wouldn't.
It would be a negotiation.
Uh-huh.
And I have an agreement with Torah
mm-hmm.
in our negotiations
mm-hmm.
and developing it over the years, is that he will let me instantly come out of trance if there's an earthquake. We live in L.A.,
that's
you know.
A good idea. We do. We're in L.A. That's right.
And I want to run for the door.
Yeah.
And if I'm in trance, he'll say, okay, we're going to let the channel come back. And it's happened a few times. But once I was channeling standing up,
mm-hmm.
and Tor was sort of helping facilitate somebody's energy in a class, and a big earthquake hit.
Oh, my God.
And he
God.
Just started dancing with it, with my legs. And he said, oh, we're dancing with the earth. We're dancing with the earth.
Saying no.
And I'm saying, please let me come out. Please let me come out.
Yeah.
And he did. And that's when we made the agreement.
Yes. The tectonic plates are shifting. This is not, the earth is not dancing with us. So who is Torah? And why did Torah choose you as opposed to somebody else who might be vibrating or in their channel mode or whatever?
Good question. Well, Torah is, as he says, a multidimensional consciousness. And
mm-hmm.
He apparently has really only had a couple incarnations on Earth, maybe some other ones elsewhere, but he doesn't associate with the personality of an incarnate being or persona. So no longer incarnating implies to me that he's one of the higher, wiser masters in a sense, but he would not use that term because he doesn't like the idea of a hierarchy. So he's, you know, very much from the level of not looking at things hierarchically. So I apparently had a past life in which I knew him as an unseen friend who could manifest and appear before me. And this was told to me by a very well-known other entity and also by Torah in great detail in this very interesting lifetime in Egypt. And so I knew him in that capacity. And then when the association and the conversations that we had in the past life ended, he said, I'll be back another time. We'll be friends a different way. And that's this time, you know, where we're friends in this way. And it's like a blending when I channel, you know, I feel a merging happening with an old, good friend. And it's very, very comfortable.
That's neat. How, what's the difference between Torah, who is familiar with you, and you've been probably, you said, you know, you're, this is the law of attraction, and you're in a good place with this person and open to allow him to come through, and you knew him, possibly, and like you said, what's the difference between Torah and, say, I just want to say ghosts, or, you know, we all pass on, and I believe that there's a spirit that lives within us all, and people who are sort of hanging around still that would still like to be on this plane of existence and want to, say, come through someone.
Well, there's a big difference. A ghost is, in a sense, not really a personality that's made a full transition to the other side. In other words, not so merged with their soul and their more expanded wisdom. And if they're still attached to the physical level, then they're not evolved as much as one who's no longer incarnating. So in a sense, that's a very major difference. And well, let's say that ghosts also can be benign. They can be friendly, of course. And well, there's lots of shows on TV about ghosts these days. And there overall, people are beginning to see that it's not like in Hollywood that they're trying to ruin people, hurt people. You know, so channeling isn't really about lower level astrals that are like human beings. It's more about consciousness that's evolved beyond that.
Yes. Okay. So there are, most of the time, if you're in a good vibration, if you're in a good place, who knows who certain individuals will open themselves up to? I mean,
well,
I know
when they open up, you know, in in the process of channeling, you construct yourself to be a radio-like receptive device that's only capable of receiving wise, loving beings. And it's a little bit like, you know, as a human being, when you walk down the street, would you suddenly become friend of the drunk on the street? No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't attract that. You wouldn't draw yourself over
that. Right, right.
So it's similar to that when it comes to unseen.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying, too. And it's fascinating. So anyway, what else did I... If you'd like to call in, folks, my special guest today is Shawn Randall. She is a teacher. She's an author. She is in the latest film. It's called Tuning In. It's a first documentary about channeling. We've all heard about channelers, you know, of course. And also Tuning In by David Thomas, the book. You can check that out. You're featured in that book as well. And I really liked watching you in the film, because, and everyone for that matter who was channeling an entity, because they very serious about the craft, very serious in some of the profound information that's coming through that many of us in our regular embodiments, who we are in our consciousness, would not really, a lot of information we would not really have or hold on to, maybe.
Well, one of the things that ties channeling together with an evolving psychology is that the entities that are wise and really loving and expansive are very focused on helping people take more responsibility for their lives, to consciously create their lives the way they want them to be authors of their lives, and that sense of personal empowerment that we're hearing all the time is something they're very focused on. They're not so much dedicated to proving that they're real. Oh, yeah, I'm a spirit. I'm on the other side, and I'm going to prove that I'm real by materializing or throwing something across the room, they're not invested in that. They really want to help individuals become more of all that they can be, self-realization.
Yes. It's really more of a positive thing. Well, what I'm going to do, if it's okay with you, is I'm going to, can we have Tora come through for us on the radio now, possibly? And this will take a little while. I understand it takes a while for you to get into,
it'll probably take about 30 or 40 seconds.
Whatever you need. I mean, we're here, and, you know, this okay. This is internet radio, so it's all good. We can do anything we want. Dead air is our friend sometimes, so because we're thinking. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the phones if you all would like to call in and ask Tora a question about anything, maybe anything about what's going on, you know, in the world, what's going on with your personal self. And the number here to call in live on the air is 323-203-0815. It's 323-203-0815. And in a little bit also, I'm going to ask, Sean to tell us more about, you know, where you can get in touch with her. If you'd like to take classes on learning how to get in touch with your higher self and channel possibly an entity or, you know, just tap into that really positive energy that you have, then that would be great. So if you'd like to call in, again, the number is 323-203-0815 if you have any questions for Tora right now. And we're going to be talking to Tora, who, by the way, is a male entity. So I'd like to, when she's ready and when he's ready, I'd like to just go ahead and, you know, we're going to be asking questions. And again, for you out there, listeners, you can talk to Tora and ask Tora any questions you would like, you know, any personal things. I think he's with us. I think he's there.
Right. Yes. Well, we'd say greetings. Greetings indeed then to all of you, to each of you. A pleasure to be here with you. And it's always a delight to do such a show where you can reach out among the radio waves and feel so many others there. Well, there are others out there. Radio, but it's internet now. It's very exciting. And thank you indeed for having us here. It is a pleasure to address and to be with human beings on many levels. So how would you like to begin today?
Well, Tor, it's nice to have you here on the show, and it's very nice to meet with you. And I appreciate you coming through, Sean, so you can share your information with us all and, you know, help people out there. And, you picked a lovely lady to come through. So, you know, it's really going to be helpful for everyone. And I'm encouraging people to call in, if it's okay, Tora, 323-203-0815, if you would like to ask a question to Tora. And I would like to ask, how do you have feelings, Tora? Do you have
what
thoughts?
What do you mean by feelings?
Well, I guess I mean, do you feel what Sean is feeling? Do you have love feelings? Do you have any kind of those psychological
basically
things?
Basically, we would have to say that we, in a sense, function very much with the energy of unconditional love. We're focused very much on unconditional love. We would like to regard ourselves as one who has moved beyond the vibration and the emotion of anger and fear. We do not feel anger and fear. We do feel essentially love, compassion, reach out to be in very deep, rich understanding of situations and people, and even the times that people may have, attacked us, if you will. We have great compassion for those individuals because we understand they have some form of anger and fear that they're not in dominion with, not in charge with. So certainly we have love. That is the primary emotion in that regard. We don't feel what the channel feels. We can occasionally hear her thoughts. If she has a thought, I want to come out because of an earthquake, as she described earlier, we'll hear that loud thought of hers. But this is very, very rare because she has learned to keep her thoughts completely benign and very, very passive. And so we don't pay attention to her thoughts, and she's learned to not have her thoughts when we're here.
Okay.
Isn't that nice? She thinks of it as having a break from being me.
I see.
I can get off the merry-go-round of being Sean Randall, she says. And isn't that nice? Because then she feels, a different view and a different perspective and a different love that fills her. So it's very, very healthy, by the way.
That is healthy. Why did you come through, Sean? Why did you decide to come here? And what messages do you have for people out there who are listening?
Well, this was actually a decision made eons ago, and the bringing forward of a friendship, certainly so. But also, we do have a great deal of caring and compassion for mm-hmm. human beings mm-hmm. because everyone is suffering under the illusion of separation. Mm. As human beings, it's part of the paradigm you're in. It's part of the duality and paradox of physical existence, certainly so, mm-hmm. that you live in a reality where mm-hmm. one is separate from the other, the I and thou, the dualism, as it were. And well, we're in a different reality, and we like to share as much of our perspective as we can to your duality reality, if you will, so that people can feel the sense of greater wholeness with not only more of themselves, but all of life. That indeed there is a great, great, great level of unity that exists, of oneness and wholeness that exists in the multiverse. And being able to sense that that is real and that one can occasionally touch it, can really feel it. And, of course, meditation is one of the wonderful ways mm-hmm. that individuals can get in touch with that sense of unity, wholeness, and oneness that is available to all. And so we like to point the way as best we can and give a little boost every now and then to those who get stuck in fear and anger and help with those transformations.
Oh, thanks for that. That was a good answer. That's very interesting, Tora. By the way, if you just tuned in here on the couch with Dr. Michelle, my special guest today right now is Tora. Sean Randall channels Tora, who is a multidimensional entity and brings love and great information for everybody. We do have a caller right now, and I know that you agreed we could take callers, Tora.
Yes, absolutely.
So here on LA Talk Radio, let's check in and see who might be on the line. Hi, who's this with us?
This is Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
hi, Dr. Michelle. I love the subject, and hello, Tora.
Greetings to you, Steve. Greetings indeed.
And greetings to you.
Did you have a question for
Steve? Tor? Could we ask you your age, please? That helps us tune into you a little better.
Honestly, I don't know what my age is.
I like this guy.
You sure you're not a woman saying that?
Yes. No, many decades ago, I threw away that preconceived notion of
well
age.
Well done.
Well, let's
that
just say you're an adult. You sound like an adult.
Yes.
I'm on this level, I would be considered an adult.
I'm on a
spiritual quest.
Okay.
Wonderful.
So
where is your
my
quest
question,
taking you?
Yes. My question is, where do you see, Tora, the world situation as we stand right now with the financial markets in trouble, with countries defaulting on their debt, the price of gold going through the roof? How do you interpret what is happening in our world right now?
Well, looking at humanity and consciousness, the way we see this situation is that humanity is now given the opportunity to look directly at their addiction to fear mm-hmm. and to the adrenaline rushes that happen from playing life on the edge or walking the tightrope, you will, being on the razor's edge of life, as it were. And the financial markets really are all under the control of the people. And the fact that it's going so erratically back and forth right now is showing very obviously that it's a choice. And that mm-hmm. if people were to get their heads together and say, well, you know, we're choosing to stabilize this. We're choosing to do what it takes to stabilize. And the financiers and the people involved in economics, they know what's required to stabilize. And it's a matter of really thinking about it, choosing it, deciding it, and then acting from that level of responsibility. It's a little bit like you've let the children all out in the play yard and said to them, okay, you can all go in the sandbox and go crazy. You've got China doing this and France doing that and Germany doing this, and they're all just sort of playing like children.
until, well, one day they're going to say, wait a minute, what are we doing? We're ruining the sand. We're soiling the planet. We're ruining the system. We've got to get back into a more responsible role. And so that's how we see it. We also see that it's waking people up not only to choice and taking action based on positive choice, but it's waking people up to the fact that at the higher octave, you're creating your own reality and that your own daily life can go on without living in fear. So there's many reflections to this drama that's going on right now. It is a drama. It doesn't have an outcome. There is no guarantee. And in that way, humanity has to look at that too. There's no guarantees except that we can guarantee if we get responsible, things will get better.
Right.
Hopefully that'll be the direction humanity chooses on this rather than another recession.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So you feel that it's really our choice. It's our choice.
Absolutely so. Absolutely so.
And a lot of this is generated from fear. Fear of not. Fear of not having.
A reactive mode. Oh, gee, if China's doing this, then we've got to do that. Oh, gee, if Germany's doing this, then we've got to do that. It's sort of an intercodependence with fear arising that is bringing this domino effect. And it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
That's not our specialty, economics, except that we look at the consciousness aspect of it, and it is fascinating, but it's a big wake-up call for everyone to get more responsible, more grounded, and really create the economic stability that you want.
So we need to be brave. We need not to fear.
Absolutely. To be strong, to be courageous, to hold forth on a position of integrity and self-responsibility that will make you non-susceptible, if you will, to the fear stories and the panic that could occur. You know, the United States went through a recession, came through because you had a president that could deal with it very, very well, came through very well, just getting stable again, and then, boom, here it comes again. Well, it's as if saying, well, okay, the kids in the sandbox didn't really get it the first time. You're going to get it the second time? That's a question.
Can I ask, Steve, what industry you're in?
I'm in the financial industry.
There you go. That's what I thought.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yes,
absolutely. To you, we'd say, yes, stay strong. Hold the line of your integrity of not buying into the collapse and the fear stories and the panic of rushing to judgments, if you will.
Right. I always tell my clients, there is a tomorrow.
and a tomorrow. You know, many tomorrows and many possibilities. And yes, to hold forth. Mm-hmm.
So did you get the answer you were looking for?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Michelle.
All right, you're welcome.
I love your show.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you calling in, and I hope Tora helped you.
Oh, she did.
All right.
Thank you, Tora.
Oh, you're most welcome, dear one. Hold forth. Be strong. Yes, indeed. Make positive choices.
Yeah. Bye-bye. I liked the way he said that he has no age. That's I would like to think like that, Tora. I think a lot of humans. But you know, actually, I think from your wisdom, you would say, you know, don't even. That's really an earthly fear. It's not really a big fear because it's
which age?
Yes, the concept
Certainly.
Of age
well,
and fear.
Well, you know, we look at it as stages and phases.
Mm-hmm.
That people have stages and phases in their life, mm-hmm. and if you want your chronological age and biological age to dictate mm-hmm. your phase and stage in life, then you're going to be not as empowered as mm-hmm. whether it's the other way around. And mm-hmm. you say, well, wait a minute, I'm in a new stage and phase of my life. And from this, I go forth. I take my inspiration. And so you could have the inspiration of a 20-year-old, even if you're in your 80s.
Mm-hmm.
We'd say that to anyone there who's got an age issue going on.
Yes.
That you choose the stage and phase you're in based on your attitude and beliefs, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be determined by a number.
It's really true. It's very true.
One of our best friends
yes.
is a very
interesting 95-year-old mm-hmm. adult, mm. young adult.
Mm. Yes, there you go. I like that.
Uncovering many mysteries.
I like that.
Yes.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you a quick question because, and I don't like time limits either, but...
But you've got some. Yeah.
We do, Tora. Many of my listeners, many of my clients say, how can I be happier? Just plain and simple. What would you have to say to that?
First, choose it. Mm. I'm choosing to be happier. I'm deciding to be happier. And I will feed myself mm-hmm. with the thoughts that support happiness. Mm-hmm. And that has to do with looking at, the glass half full as opposed to half empty. All the things that you know that are now cliches, but oh, so very true. Mm-hmm. Choosing happiness and also building within oneself a sense of a resonance or a tone of your happiness that belongs to you, that isn't dependent
yes.
on something in the outside world.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That sense of the self that is able to be self-reliant, knows it can cope,
yes.
But most of all, chooses to mm-hmm. be happy, to have joy, mm-hmm. To have delight in one's life. Very important energy in life is curiosity.
Yes.
Curiosity. Yes. And if people maintain curiosity throughout their whole life, they're going to find it a lot easier to be happy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. That's a beautiful answer. And, you know, it is. It's taking within ourselves because we have that power and we have that responsibility.
Yes, and you as a psychologist know mm-hmm. this so very well.
Oh, yeah.
You are always trying to help people find that happy place within them mm-hmm. and wake it up and realize it's a real place that can come alive.
Exactly.
And to decide to open up yeah. to that, to decide to be with that and really go for it.
It is so true. Tora, would you like me to, we have a CBS News coming up, but would you like me to end the show talking to Sean? Or would you like me to say goodbye to you coming
you like.
Through Sean? Oh, you're so nice.
Anything you like.
All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to keep you with me here. And I'm going to tell listeners to please log on to the webpage here on LA Talk Radio, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, where you're listening right now. And tomorrow morning, you can download the show once again, and you can get more information about how to get in touch with Sean Randall and, of course, Tora, who she's channeling right now.
I want to tell them about the website. This is a wonderful thing.
Tora, can you tell people how to get in touch with you? It's
well, we'd say turn your mental dial.
There
but,
you go.
At the physical level, you'd have to go onto the Internet.
Yes.
So at the Internet level, www.seanrandall.com. That's SeanRandall.com.
That's Sean.
And everything is there that you need to know. At our level, we'd say, tune into your own higher mind, really. Look for the expanded view, a greater worldview than the one that you might have. There are always going to be higher worldviews to look from.
Yes.
And to look for them and then look at the world from them. There will always be a higher worldview. Isn't that nice to know, Dr. Michelle?
That is so nice to know. Such positive information.
Always more. There's always more.
It's true. Tora, thank you so much for being with us. Thanks for coming through, Sean. It's lovely to speak with you. And you can hang here with me for a while. And if you all would like to stay on the couch, you certainly can. We've got more great programming coming up here on LA Talk Radio. I'll be back next week, as always, live here at 11 Pacific Standard Time. This is Dr. Michelle with you. It's been fun saying just do take care of yourself first. As I say, love that which you are, and then you'll be great for other people. All right, have a good one.